We have a motion and a second. Is there further discussion? Since seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Motion is approved.
The first thing on the discussion matters is mine. And if you recall, we changed our rules on the information that the telcos turn into us that are FCC requirements as far as the confidentiality and such. Anyway, among all those various reports, now the FCC decided to suspend a bunch of those requirements. And so maybe had we waited, it was going away anyhow. But I'm not 100% clear on exactly what all's been suspended or of the things that we do get, what might be useful. So I guess I'm bottom line is I'm not ready to move forward on a recommendation on this, whether we need another rule change, and if so, which things should we suspend and which we shouldn't. As of until we do something, those requirements would now kind of become ours, I suppose, except the ones that are required only because the FCC requires them. Bottom line, we need some more homework on this, and so I'm not ready to move forward on number one.
Okay.
And number two is the biennial report.
I just wanted to check before I do a final print. There's been several versions sent around. Within the last week or so, all the division directors have looked at it once again and sent me their edits. And so I'm pretty much to the point of printing, but I just wanted to do one final check with you guys to see if you've had a chance to look at it and whether you're comfortable with printing and or if you want more time to look at it one more time.
I did make some markups.
You did, okay.
On it.
Okay.
And then as I got almost all the way through it, I remembered why some of those things weren't updated, because this is as if it was being printed on June 30th, not November 3rd. And so some of them probably I'm wrong on, and
oh, okay.
They were correct last summer. And so, but it was nothing huge. It was like just statistical things and such. So just don't let me forget. I'll try and go through those with you this afternoon.
Okay, that sounds good.
And I'll get you any changes that I have, if I have any, this afternoon too.
Okay.
I have mine marked. None of them are complex. And like I say, now that I remember the timing, I think most of them I'm wrong.
Yep, yeah, it would have only covered through June 30th, 2017. Did you have any further for me? Okay.
Nope, I do
okay.
not.
Okay, I'll wait to hear from you two then, and then hopefully after that we're ready to Great. Finalize it.
Nice job.
I will say, though, it's another nice job. And I know a lot of it just carries over from year to year, mm-hmm. but clearly a lot of it does take just the diligence to make sure that things are still up to date and right, so I appreciate your efforts on that, as well as the division directors and everyone that contributes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a nice format.
Okay, we'll move into scheduling. We have some type of an MDU hearing that we scheduled last time around or at some point, and it turns out it is a conflict with one of our regular scheduled meetings in late February. Daryl, were you able to find any alternative dates that you would recommend for our regular scheduled meeting so that we don't have to change the already noticed MDU public hearing?
You know, I did check with the other two commissioners, and March 1st, that Thursday, would work. Okay, Commissioner.
So it would be March 1st instead of February 28th, and at the normal time, correct?
That is correct.
You don't have a conflict with that?
I don't think so. I think I already looked at it, but I'll double check one more time.
Okay, just so I got the dates correct. The MDU rate case is, what are our dates on that again, Daryl?
February 28th, Commissioner.
Didn't we have up to 3 days on that?
I
question. I thought we did talk about having a bunch of days.
Yeah.
We only had it marked for one day, so I don't know that on the calendar. So I don't know if you had, recall if there was extra days attached to that at all.
Well, I don't have a lot of experience in terms of how long they typically take, so I'd have to defer to Randy and Julie. I didn't have it marked down yesterday when you asked me, and I looked, and okay, it's open, but it just occurred to me, I thought we were talking multiple days, potentially.
Well, how about this? We have it on the 28th, so we'll hold that, and if we can reschedule our regular meeting to the 1st, I don't know about you two, but all I'm showing on the 26th or 27th is a director's meeting on the 27th, so that would be easy enough to reschedule. So let's change this one to the 1st and have Pat contact MDU if we are needing to have more than one day for that MDU hearing. Next time around, we can, you know, maybe take the 27th or even the 26th, too.
I could do the 27th, not the 26th, but,
yeah. I see Pat has a comment.
Well, just that the hearing is scheduled to begin on February 28th. I'm sure it will be more than one day of hearings. So
you can't change the start date, is what you're saying, because of the notice.
Right. I mean, we'd have to redo the notice, but it would be easier to move a commission meeting, I would think.
Right. We better leave the 1st open and potentially even
do the commission meeting on the 27th.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be good.
Okay.
Should we do that?
Works for me. The only thing is, yeah, that'll work for me. I was going to try and have those directors' meetings before, but we've had them all over the place in the past, and so having it after the meeting will be fine, too. It'll work just like instead of an informal. So the 27th at 10 o'clock.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you.
Then that's out of the way, and we have whatever time we need for MDU.
Yeah.
We should probably block off on our calendar then the 1st and the 2nd so we don't
accidentally
go schedule something else.
And that's how it was stated, now that I'm thinking of it, during the public input sessions. That's what we relayed to the public and talked about as well.
That's a good point, Brian. Thanks for catching that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the second one, the advanced determination of prudence on Dakota Range Wind, a special meeting. Pat, did you have a recommended date?
Yes, recommended date is December 6th. And 10 o'clock or whatever time works best for commissioners.
I'd say 8:30 or 9.
Is this a hearing or?
This is all we're doing is we're going to have a contract for consulting services in the in this case.
Oh.
And we can't wait until the next meeting in December, which is like the 20th or something like that.
So this is a kind of a formality thing that people can even call in. So
sure.
If someone has something else planned, it's just going to be a few minute meeting.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Very short meeting.
If, I don't know if either of you have
any time then for
states,
that. I don't.
Doesn't matter. Whatever is convenient for the group, if we want to just say 8:30 or 9.
Let's say 9 o'clock.
Perfect.
What's the date again?
December 6th.
December 6th at?
9.
Okay, and then the last scheduling thing is a periodic information exchange meeting with XL Energy for December or January, as it was laid out on our agenda. I mean, I know we often have something or another before us with the three investor-owned utilities. Seldom do we have more things, various open cases than we have right now.
Yeah.
So I'm just not even sure that it's good to have a PI meeting. We'll spend most of our time dancing around issues that we can't talk about, I think. And so I think this is something that can be just clarified that probably December and January are not good times, and it'll be later than that. And it's attack mm-hmm. scheduling at a later time.
The only thing that, and I was in full agreement until just now, I thought about one area where we don't talk to the utilities enough, and that is, and XL in particular has some pretty strong influence in MISO, and so we could almost have a PI meeting just to talk about that stuff, which is pretty unrelated to our cases. So if we wanted to focus it, we could do that. There's some pretty big things going on in MISO right now with cost allocation, changes to some of how they allocate the costs, which is ultimately what affects our customers. And so I can see some value in having conversations with them about that, but it also could be not characterized as a PI meeting. We could do that separately as a discussion about MISO.
Well, as long as we can... Do you think we can keep it separate from that it doesn't get into, well, but the cost allocation for this transmission line is going to have to do with your generation facility that you have an application out on?
Let me talk to Jerry about it, and we can revisit. I'll bring it back at the next meeting if he thinks there's value to having that be a focus. Okay.
You are correct. The cost allocation and all the decisions made in these RTOs are a huge thing, but we'll have to really be cautious with our conversation if we do this.
One other thought, too, just what's the Department of Energy going to do?
What Department of Energy?
DOE. In terms of the plans that they're going to resurrect the Clean Power Plan.
Oh, right.
In some way, shape, or form. So that's still advancing. There'll be a lot of back and forth. That might be outside of any casework we're doing. Everything, ultimately, you could argue, is going to tie back in. We just have to be careful.
Mm-hmm.
There's just a lot of things happening right now.
Why don't we just keep it in mind and we can tackle it for next meeting?
Yeah, sounds good.
Is there anything else that needs scheduling? Okay, if not, we are... in less than an hour, adjourned.
With a fair amount of goofing around.